The Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Dalet Amud Bet speaks about a machlokes hatanaim regarding the midrash haturin nidreshes b'hem. We recite those who come to shul early. Say the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, b'shlosh es amidrash haturin nidreshes b'hem. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's a klal of prat, klal of prat, klal. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva had a tradition from Nochem Ish Gamzu that is not klal of prat, it's ribi and miut, miut v'ribi, ribi miut v'ribi. What's the difference? But you call it this, or you call it that. So the Gemara there in Shavuos gives you a few cases where there's an atkamina. So one of the Natkaminas the Gemara has is regarding Pidyon HaBen. If you darshan a klal prat to klal, the din is that you don't necessarily have to give cash. Chamesh is lying for the Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says you can give Shabbat Kesef. The Gemara tradition has Egels at the Pidyon Menei, Talas at the Pidyon Menei. If it's Shabbat Kesef worth five slimes, that's also good. So the Gemara says if you hold klal prat to klal, then you have to have davah mital to begu from amen to the exclusion of karka avodim mishtaris. That's often the klal prat to klal, the exclusion of karka avodim mishtaris. You have by kefil, you're not chayav kefil, but if it's karka avodim mishtaris. The first mishnah in Perek Merubin. And Rebbe disagrees. He says, no, he darshins ribi mid v'ribu, you marba everything, you only marba one thing. The most mistabat to be marmaid is shtaris. Ain't gu from amen. And the karka and avodim, that is good. So Tosfos has a comment on that Gemara. When you give the shtar, the father gives the kohen a shtar. Someone else owes five sloim to the father, and the father gives the shtar over to the kohen. So did he accomplish anything? Does the kohen have the five sloim? So that's mechir shtaris. Here he doesn't want to sell the shtar. He wants to give it a matana. So what's a din taka? How do you do mechir shtaris? So there's a machlekes in Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Vav, a machlekes Rebbe and a Chacham. How do you do Mechir Shtaris? The Rebbe's opinion is that Mechir Shtaris is osius, that's called osius nitnas b'mesira. Give over the shtar to the other person, so legally he has the right to collect the chayv. You no longer have the right to collect it. And we don't paskin like Rebbe. It's a machlekes, the Radam. The Gemara says, how you paskin? And Gemara gives an explanation why you paskin like that, but there are two girsas in the Gemara. So the Rashbam reads the Gemara there in Bava Basra that the Gemara is paskening like Rebbe. Oseis nikmas b'mesira. And most of the Rishonim say, no, the Gemara is saying, why you don't pasken like Rebbe? We pasken oseis nikmas b'ksiva mesira. So how does the Aviyah Ben give over the shtar to the kohen, that the kohen can collect it? He made a kinyan on the shtar, either mesira or ksiva mesira, one or the other. That works menatura. The Chirish Doris works in HaTorah. So Tosfos has a machlek is Deri and Rabbein and Tam, whether the Chirish Doris works in HaTorah or Midi Rabbonim. So here, Tosfos writes over here, according to the Tana Rebbe, who darshins miut v'ribuy and miut, ribuy and miut v'ribuy, so you only remind one thing, Shtoris. You can do Pidyon, we don't paskin like Rebbe, but his opinion is, you can do Pidyon HaBen with Karka and Avodim, only Shtoris not. So Tosfos says, but if you hold Mechirish Torah, it's Lab Deraisa. So the whole thing, nothing happened. When Aviyah Ben gives over the shtar to the Kohen, either with Mesira, Ksiva Mesira, so the Kohen didn't get anything yet. He didn't get anything yet. So what does Rebbe need a Pasuk to say that you can't do Pidyon HaBen with Shtoris? Nothing happened. Menatar on the level of the Raisa, nothing happened. If you hold that you've been made karka avodim and shtoris, so then you can't ask a kasha what you need a klal of prat, the klal to be made shtoris for, if the home mechir shtoris is only by the rabban. I need the klal of prat, the klal to knock out karka avodim. You don't really need it for shtoris. But if you hold like Rebbe, the whole klal, there is no klal of prat, the klal. It's a ribi mid, ribi, you only made one thing, and the one thing you made is shtoris, so shtoris you don't need a post. So Tosfos asks that kasha, a little one line Tosfos and Shavuos. So the Nadi Behuda has a tshuva. He writes in the tshuva, according to Rebbe, you have to say Mechir Shtaris is there. I said the Gansa Machlek is there. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, when the Mechir Shtaris works, men Atorah with the Rabbanon and the Rif and the Rambam say it's only with the Rabbanon. The whole Machlek is only is if you hold like the Chachamim that you might all three Karka Avodim and Shtaris. If you hold like Rebbe, the whole Miut only goes on Shtaris. So the Hechreach you have to say the Mechir Shtaris is men Atorah. Rav Soloveitchik every year used to give today his Gimel Shvat. Rav Soloveitchik had yahrzeit for his father on Gimel Shvat. So every year he used to say a big and major yahrzeit to Russia. So for many years he gave the yahrzeit to Russia on Kiddush and Avdalah and benching and tzitzis and tefillin on Orach Chaim Dikke topics. And then one year he gets up and he makes an announcement. He sent out the Marmakam saying he's going to give a shir on Osir Stiknis Ben Mesir as opposed to Osir Stiknis Big Sivan Mesir. He said every year for so many years he gives a shir on his father's yard side. These are things. Orach Chaim, that's what he worked out on his own. He's going to say today something that he heard from his father. So the people didn't follow. It's a shver inyan. Choshem Mishpa is not so easy. So the next year he said that last year was an experiment and it failed. He's going back to Orach Chaim because he had hundreds of people. People came from all over for the Yahrzeit Rosh. They couldn't follow. So what he said from his father, the word that he said from his father was as follows: the Rambam, in Perek Vav and Mechira Halochi Yud Beis, Halochi Yud Aleph. The Rambam says the way we pass. He had the Girsa not like the Rashbam and the Gemara Vasa. He had the Girsa. The Psak is Oseh Sniktas Biksiva Mesira. So then the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud Beis, the Chirush Doris B'derech Hazos Medivrei Sofer. So what do those two words mean, B'derech Hazos? You should have said, B'chirush Doris Medivrei Sofer. In the Torah, there's no way to sell, to transfer over a shtar. I lent you money, gave me a shtar. So how can I transfer the shtar to someone else? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, if the din would have been like Rebbe, that Osir Sniktas Ben Mesira, that would have been Minat Torah. Rebbe's shita is, Mechirish Doris works Menat Torah. The Nadi Behuda said it because of Tosis Kasha and Shavuos. Because what is Rebbe holds your own Mimayit from Pidyon HaBen? There is no Klal HaPrat, the Klal. There's only a Miut, and one Miut, and one thing that Shtoris is no good for Pidyon HaBen. So Tosis asks, what do you need a Pasuk for? If the ability to transfer Shtoris to someone else is only by the Rabbanus, what do you need a Pasuk to be Mimayit? On the level of the Raisa, the Avi HaBen didn't give the Kohen anything. So Nadi Behuda said, according to Rebbe Behechrech, you have to say Mechirish Doris Menat Torah. So Moshe Soloveitchik explained why. Because Rebbe Lishitosa, Rebbe holds the Erev of Abbas, Mechirish Doris is also a snake that's been Mesira. When I give you Tfisas Hashtar, even though the Shtar says, Reuven owes me $1,000, I give it to you, your name doesn't appear on the Shtar. But when I give you Tfisas Hashtar, the Shtar gives a Haggadah Seidus that he used to owe me the money and now he owes you the money. So Rebbe holds that works Menat Torah. But the Rabbanan say, you need a ksiva umesira, you have to write another shtar. So the Rambam writes that combination, ksiva and mesira, that's only made the Rabbanan. Mechirish shtaris b'derech hazos, is medirei sofer. Because we paskin like the Chachamim of the Rebbe. If the din would have been like Rebbe, it would have worked minat Torah. So the Tosfos here on Dundalan and Aleph has a kasha. If you don't know that Gemara in Shavuot, you don't appreciate Tosfos kasha. The Gemara has over here, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. It says, by Bor, v'nafal sham b'shar ha'mor, shor v'le'odam, ha'mor v'le'okelem. So shor v'le'odam means if the Odom got killed, so the Baal HaBor doesn't pay kofer, because there's no ma'aseh ritzicha here. You'd only pay kofer if there's a ma'aseh ritzicha. So behema kills, the behema is chay misa. So you see that's considered a ma'aseh ritzicha. The Ramban al Atar points out that it's not a punishment. Ramban al Atar quotes the Rambam in the Mor and the Buchim that it's a punishment to the Baal HaShor that you kill the Shor. So the Ramban says that would have been good if the din would have been like the Tana and the Mishnah, the Shor Hefke Shoharag is not Chayv Misa. We pass from Shor HaMidbar Shor Hefke Shoharag is Chayv Misa. So you see it's a punishment to the Shor. So you see when the Shor kills an Adam, it's called a Maisa Ritzicha. So that's why the Torah says the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifa. There was a Maisa Ritzicha, but a Bor. There's no ma'aser ritzicha, so the din is shor v'le'odam. If an odam falls into the bor and he gets killed, even though it's yesh b'kedei l'homis, it's a very deep bor, yesh b'kedei l'homis. There was no ma'aser ritzicha, so the Baal HaBor doesn't pay kofer. So that all the Tanaim agree, shor v'le'odam. But then it says chamor, so chamor v'lo kelim. So we paskan against Rabbi Yehuda, paskan chamor v'lo kelim. Rabbi Soloveitchik said, why is the bor potter on kelim? Because bor is a mazik, because it's a michshol. It's only a michshol for behemoths, so for people who can walk. A person walks and he falls in and he breaks his head, so then the Baal HaBor has to pay. But the kelim can't walk, so the bor is not a michshol for the kelim. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. A behemoth can walk and it has kelim on its back, so the behemoth falls in and the kelim get broken. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He doesn't darshan chamor v'lo kelim. So the Gemara says, so what does the word chamor come to teach you? So the Gemara says, Chamor debor the Reb Yude and said by Asher Obasavei the kasha. We don't know what you're supposed to darshan. So Tosis frekta kasha. Why does the Gemara not darshan? Tafasta meruba loy tafasta tafasta mo tafasta. Why bimemait all the kelim? Reb Yude holds you don't darshan chamor v'lo kelim. Why doesn't he say chamor v'lo shtar? If a shore falls in, if a shore falls into the bar and has kelim. Oichlam and Kalim and everything gets huzaksa. That's Machleg Zabir and the Rabbans. Rabbi holds the shore, the bar, just like the bar is a michshol, it's a takola for the shore, because the shore can walk. So it's a takola for the Kalim that are on the back of the shore. Also chay. But why don't you say, you might only shtar is just, they mean along the lines like the Gemara in Shavuos, the Abdallah Lama Beis said, if you only might one thing, by Pidyon Aben, you only might one thing, so don't be might karka avodim. And shtar is just be might shtar is. The least chiddush. They say over here, chamor v'lo shtaris. That's Tosis kasha. True, you don't say chamor v'lo kelim. Why don't you say chamor v'lo shtaris? So Tosis gives the answer that what's a din aserv star chayv shal chaver. So the Gemara says later on daf tzarikhes. That's totally in the machlokes hatanaim. Amen. Chachamim, where the dinin and dinin gami. What's dinin? What's the issue of gami? So the Gemara says in a few places that groma benizik and potter. And then the Gemara talks on Dav Kuf, the Gemara talks about Garmi, it's a machlokes ha'me'en ha'chacham. Most of the Rishonim assume that Grom and Garmi are two different things. The Ramban in his Kuntra is Dina de Garmi, and a couple of Rishonim here and there, a couple of Achranim here and there, quote a funny opinion that Grom and Garmi is basically the same thing. And the Gemara that say, Grom and Benazik and Ispata, that's if you hold like the Chachamim de Rav Meir. That loy dan din and din in the garmi. But if you paskin like, once you paskin like Rav Meir on the Avkuf, the Gemara says, we paskin like Rav Meir, dan din and din in the garmi, that grama minizik in ischai. Grama garmi, the same thing. But that's a minority opinion. The Shach says that the Ramam holds like that, Rashi holds like that, the Rav Rishonim hold like that. But the generally accepted opinion, Taisus and Rabban, generally accepted opinion, grama garmi, the two different things. So grama minizik and his potter. And Garmi is Chayv. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Garmi is Chayv. Is that min HaTorah? Is that min HaRabban? So the Baal HaTosfos says over here, Rav Moshe Mifantayz, he asked this kasha. Why don't you say, why did the Gemara say, Chamor Debor L'Reb Yude? We don't know what it teaches us, because he doesn't want to darshan Chamor V'lo Kelim. Let him darshan Chamor V'lo Shtoris. If you have to be Memayit, one thing, Tafastam Ru V'lo Tafastam. Tafastam O Tafastam, so be Memayit Shtoris. So the Re gives an answer, no, Dina de Gami is and Gansen mid the Rabbanon on the level of the rice, even in Odom Hasurb Staros and Shachaber is gonna be potter. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if the boar made a hezek on the shtaros, it's potter. Even Odom who burns it would also be potter. Shame. So this Tosis appears in a few Masechtas. This is Tosis Shita. On the first daf in Baba Basra, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the same Mishnah over here on Daf Kufa Min Aleph. Mechitz Zakem Shenifrit, so I have tvua growing in my field. Here there's a fence in between. This is my field, I have tvua growing. You have vines with grapes growing over here. So you have to have a certain harchoke. If you don't, so you're going to lose space, unless you want to make a path over there. If you don't want to lose space, you don't want to leave a path, so put up a mechitza. And then you can plant the tvua up until the fence, and you can plant the grapes up until the fence. The Gemara says, even if you make a tzuris ha-pesach, it's also good, even though they're growing on top of each other. If you have a tzuris ha-pesach in shul, and the women are sitting next to the men with a tzuris ha-pesach, the stomach is no good. They sit on each other's laps. The stomach in the shul is no good. They sleep on each other's shoulders. So the shul is no good. But for Shabbos purposes, it's good. So for kelayim purposes, the Gemara says it's also good. You have to have a mechitz. So what if mechitz is sakem shenifrit, so the fence fell down? Now whatever is going to grow is going to become kelayim. So whose fault is it that it's becoming kelayim? So the Gefanim are the Oyser over here. So it's the responsibility. This field I own, and you feel you own the other field. So whose responsibility is it to put up the fence? I might have thought that the both, they should share the responsibility together. So the Mishnah says, no. Chitz HaKem Shenifrit, so Omim Lo Gidor. You tell the Baal HaKerem, he has to pay to put up the fence, because it's the Kerem, Kaloi HaKerem. It's the Kerem that asks. Here, this is the last line on Kuf HaMadam. So that's what the Tosis explains. The Kerem is the Oyser, so it's his responsibility. Then it says, Nifritzo, so he put up a fence. Nifritzo, it falls down a second time. Amulah Gedor, you tell him again, Gedor. What's the significance of writing in the Mishnah? We tell them twice. Why do you have to tell them twice? The Tosis explains that Tosis doesn't fully explain it. The Ramban explains what Tosis' Kavana was. That the Ramban explains Tosis goes l'shitosim. That Tosis' Shita consistently is that Garmi is only Midirabban. And the Ramban disagrees. The Gemara says, Rameh doin dina de Garmi. It doesn't say Rameh konis knosa de Garmi. Doin dina de Garmi sounds like it's Minatar. But he quotes Balei HaTosis, or the opinion, dina de Garmi is only Midirabban. And the Gemara says, in the Mishnah says in Gittin, that Hamatame v'Hamatame v'Hamanasech is only Chayb b'Meizid and Meshoge Genat Chayb. So the Gemara says, what's the Biur? So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaMaroim, and they come to the Maskana that Hezek Shein Enika Loshmei Hezek, so Manatari Yepata, you don't have to pay at all. So Hamatame v'Hamanasech is only Chayb m'Derabbanan. So the Gemara says, Lo Konsu Shogigot b'Meizid. If it's a penalty m'Derabbanan, they only penalize b'Meizid, they never penalize b'Shogig. Chometshava La Pesach is not so. It says there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, but in Shulchan Aruch, the Psak in Hilchas Pesach is Chometshava La Pesach, even if he didn't even totally b'shogi, he didn't even realize that he has any chometz b'shus, so totally b'shogi, still becomes asa. So this klal, lo konsu shogi, the Gemara has a whole sugi. When do you say konsu shogi? The Gemara then gittin, af negimu. Hagansu sugi, dinam deraisa, dinam derabanan. In either direction, is it more mistarpa to say andinim deraisa or more mistarpa to say andinim derabanan? Yes, konsu shogat meis, lo konsu shogat meis. It's an issue. How do you decide when? So bechamish aval pesach, there was an opinion that is dead wrong. There was an opinion in Achrayim that chamish aval pesach is only osir to the person who violated by motzi. But after Pesach is over, he's not allowed to drink the schnapps that he has. He's not allowed to eat the chametz that he has. But other people are allowed to eat it. That's clearly not the way we pasken l'alocha. So the behetiv there in Hilchas Pesach refers to that sheet, and he says, the Pirchadish says that it's wrong, that we don't pasken like that. Chametz Shalva Pesach is not the same. It's they declare that there's macholas asuris, a bein b'shogig, bein b'meizid, and not only, you don't say, l'didei konsul, l'achrini loy konsul. But over here, b'negia to Garmi, so that's what the Ramban explains in Tosis. Tosis shitas Garmi is only with the Rabbanim. So therefore, lo konsu shogot amezes, and mechitzas hakerem shenifritza, om lo gedor, you have to warn the Baal HaKerem, it's his responsibility. He has to fix the fence, and he fixes the fence, and it falls down again. Nifritza, you have to tell him again, om lo gedor, because if you're not going to notify him, it's going to be b'shogeg. And Garmi B'shogig is not chayv, because lo konsu shogig got to meizid. Then the Ramban quotes a little more. I don't think we have this printed in our Tosis. Maybe the printers, when they printed the Shas, so he got some rabbi to abridge the Tosis. Maybe it was in the Tosis, they left it out. The Ramban quotes it, we don't have it in Tosis. That there's a Gemara Moed Kotten that says if a person plants a Chalamoid, so there's a penalty, he planted B'Isser a Chalamoid. There was no Dabar HaAved. There is certain Hatera Machalamoid. He didn't have any Hat. He planted B'Issa. So the Gemara says he has to be Oiker. It has to rip it up. They made a penalty. What if the fellow who violated the Melechas Chalamoid dies? So do you say the children have to rip it out? So the Gemara has a Shaila. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion. The conclusion there in Moikot and Daf Yudgim, a low concept in Ayacharev. They didn't penalize the children. So the Ramban quotes the Tosis that I think is missing by us. That by Dina de Garmi, if I was Mazik you both in Shul Garmi, it's only a penalty with the Rabbanon. So if I die before I pay, then you want to collect from the Yorshim, even though usually it's Sheba Nechosim. So over here we would say, Lo Konsu B'nai Achor, the penalty is only to me. Lo Konsu Shul Got to Mezit. By Chomet Shavu La Pesach, it's not so. We ask it to everybody. You don't say, L'didei Konsu L'achrina Loi Konsu, and even B'shogeg also. Chametz Shalva Pesach is a different kind of a penalty. So that's what the Ramban explains, that the Shita's Balei HaTosis says he has three kulas. The Tosus Shita's Garmi is only Midirabbanan, and that's why you have three kulas. One kula, Lo Konsu Shogot Amezit, so that's the Tosus on the first daf in Bava Basu, Beis Amin Aleph, that Om Lo Gedor, Nifritz Om Lo Gedor, that it shouldn't be B'shogeg. If it's going to be B'shogeg, it won't be Chayv. The second kula, only l'didei konsul l'brei loy konsul, lo konsul b'nai acharav. The third kula is, on daf nem ches, there's a discussion in the Nemuki Yosef and the Ramban and countries din in the Garmi. What about Garmi the behemto? My behemah makes a hesek boif and shol garmi. So the according to Tosfos, the Garmi is only a penalty in the Rabbanon. So it makes sense. You make a penalty if an Odom is Odom HaMazik Alidei Garmi. But if my Behemah made a Hezik, so I'm Chayev on Keren Shem V'Regel. My Behemah makes a Hezik. My Behemah makes a Hezik Alidei Garmi. So I mean, Ator Garmi is the same as Groma. It's only a penalty in the Rabbanon. So it makes sense that they shouldn't make a penalty by Garmi de Behemto. It's not his fault. And according to the Ramban, that the Garmi is really Menatora. The Ramban writes that Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi. He didn't say Rav Meir konis knosa de Garmi. Ramban thinks that it's a real din there, right? So he disagrees. There's room to disagree on all three. On Garmi de Behemto, there's room to disagree. He doesn't necessarily have to disagree. So that's what the Rishonim discuss on Daf Memches about Garmi de Behemto. And there's room, and you can say that the Garmi, even Beshegig, is also Chayv. And you can say that that even the son would also have to pay because it's not a knas min derabban, it's a din min ater. The Rishonim had different opinions on the assumption that grama garmi are not exactly identical. So when is it grama that you put and when is it called garmi that you chayv? So we don't have it yet over here. See, that case of mechitzas hakem shenifritza amul bagador, that's a mishnah. The Gemara says that's a stam mishnah. And we assume Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. That's the Gemara wanted to know, where did you get this idea? Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi. So Gemara says, because you have this Brisa, a Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir, so that's how you know Rav Meir doin din in the Garmi. So the Ramban asks a question. Remember, Rabbi Gifter once said, nobody knows the answer to the question. The question is better than all the answers in the world. Why is it called Garmi? If my Geffen is the Oyser, like Taisa says, Tosfos writes on the top, Amr lo gador, who is Amr lo gador? You tell the Bala Geffen, you don't tell the Bala Tvua. You don't have to share it, you don't have to pay, you don't have to split the cost of the fence between the two of them. The Bala Geffen, because the Geffen is the Oyser. The Geffen is the Oyser. There's a din, you're not allowed to plant Kaloi Zroim. That's an Avera, but it does Nasser. The only time it's also B'diavet, if it's Kaloi Hakerem. So the Geffen is the Oyser. So that's what the Ramban asked the Kasha. So why isn't it a Shor HaMazik? Why is that like a Shara Masik? I have a Geffen, and the Geffen is Ganasa the Tvur. So the Ramban asked the Kasha, and he gives him kind of an answer. I remember Rabbi Gifter said, nobody in the world knows what the answer is. That's a starke Kasha. Why is it Garmi? So that's a question that the Tosfos Mor Basachov, based on the base, and many Rishonim discussed, that's the whole country is Dina Garmi. When is it Grama? When is it Garmi? So one opinion in Tosfos is that Tosfos says, Garmi is only midirabbanan, so you don't have to break your head to figure out such a sharp definition. One is a grama, one is Garmi. One is the Dabra Hamatsu in the Chachami wanted to prevent people from making a hezik. Shalai heik alechad v'yelech. Shalai heik alechad v'yechad. Hoylech ha-mazik, mamon ha-shalchaver, aidei Garmi, aidei grama. So then they decided to be mechayiv those gramas. Doesn't have to be such a sharp definition. The Ramban holds that Garmi is ben ha-Torah. Garmi is Dina de Garmi, so he has to give a sharp definition. He can't adopt that position. But even within Tosfos, Tosfos holds Tosfos Shita usually is Garmi is only with Rabbanon. So Tosfos there on Baba Basachov, base on the base, has suggestions. What is the definition? On the level of Rabbanon, fine, what's the definition? What's the difference between Grom and Garmi? So the popular opinion in Tosfos has a few suggestions, one after the other. So the popular suggestion is the position that the Supreme Court adopted in America. There's a rule on the books if you incite a riot, so they can penalize it, you can put you in jail. So let's say a person, what happened was someone gave a whole fiery drasha, we should kill them. And then a year later, someone went and he killed them. And the police asked him, what'd you do that? He says he was so fired up by the drasha that he heard last year, he went and burned down a house. So the Supreme Court said that's not considered inciting a riot. It has to be Bari Hazek and it has to be Miyad. That's the definition of Garmi. If it's Miyad and it's Bari Hazek, then it's called Garmi. And if one of the two conditions is missing, then it's called Grama Mirzi. Okay, that's one definition. Okay, that's the popular definition. That's the definition that the Supreme Court adopted. But then Tosfos has another lotion. The first answer, that's the second day that Tosfos gives in Baba Basachov, base on the base. Then the first suggestion that Tosfos gives is, whenever you did a ma'aseh begufo shel hadavar hanizik, then it's called Garmi. Whenever you did a ma'aseh b'davar chitzoni, and it makes a hezik, indirect hezik to the property of the nizik, then it's called Groma b'nizikin. That is interesting. The Rambam is, I'll explain in a minute, the Rambam is a little unclear. The Rambam holds Grama Gami are two different things. He says Grama is Pata Gami is Chayv. And it's a little unclear what is the Rambam's definition. When is the Grama, when is the Gami? So the Bir Agro writes, according to the Rambam, it depends whether B'shogig or B'mezit. Even though the Mishnah says at the end of the second parak, Odomud Le'er and Be'im B'shogig B'mezit, that's if you mazik the Guf Adova B'yadai. I take a hammer and I break the window. I throw the hammer at the window. Amazik ayidei kocho. I did the maisa b'guf adov. But if I did a maisa to something else and indirectly it has an effect and it makes a hefset over here, so then if that's what I intended, if my pu'ul on the other thing, I intended to make the hezek, then it's called garmi. And if I didn't intend it, then by definition it's not called garmi. So the Bi'er Agro says within the Rambam, the same as what Tosfos says, Omer Lagador, Nifritza Omer Lagador, but Tosfos says it because Lishitosam Gami is only by the Rabbanan, so Lokon Sushog got the Mezit, so Rani Chai the Mezit. The Bi'er Agro, I think, says it in the Rambam for a different reason, not because Lokon Sushog got the Mezit. By definition, it's only called Gami if he's Miskavin Lakach. If I do a Maisa B'guf HaDovar, then it's called Gami. If I do a Maisa B'dover Acher, and it has an effect on this, so then if I did it B'mezit, if I wanted that pool on the other thing to have to break this thing, then the pool on the other thing relates to this, and then it's also called Gami. There's such a discussion in Masechet Shabbos. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Kuvavam Beis. The Mishnah has a din. Mishnah explains a certain din by giving a mashal. So the Mishnah says, "Amoshel ha'mal is a daima le'noel is beso v'nim tzvi shama betocha." The person goes to shul on Shabbos morning. He walks out of the door. Then he closes the door and he locks the door. After he locks the door, he finds out that he just trapped an animal. He didn't realize that an animal got trapped in his apartment. So he did seder, but it's mamish mesasek. He didn't realize that he was trapping an animal. So mesasek is not chay v'chatos. Mesasek, we assume mesasek by Shabbos for sure. It's not called an Aveira at all. Mesasek can call out Tarakulas, the Machlegs, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Nesivas. The Nesivas wrote a Sefer on Hilchos Pesach, the Mekor Chaim. So the Mekor Chaim assumes that in Kol HaTarakula, Mesasek is not called a Maisa Aveira. The act doesn't relate to me. I didn't realize the details of the case. It's considered as if it happened by itself. Rabbi Kiveger disagrees with the Mekor Chaim. He thinks that Mesasek is only a Ptur from Chatos, but it's not Havkos HaMaisa, except for Shabbos. And Shabbos agrees with the Mekor Chaim that since Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah, he did it in Mesasek, so it's a lack of Malachas Machshavas, so it's Mutar Legamre. On the level of the Reis, Mesasek is Mutar Legamre. So the simple pshat in the Mishnah, Noel is Beisam, and him Tzutshi Shama B'tochi, he locks the door, he's going to shul, he locks the door that the Ganavim shouldn't come in and walk off with his silver, with his furniture, with his svarim, whatever they're going to walk off with. Okay. That's the Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. So there's a Rashba. On that Mishnah, the Rashba says, based on a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, even if the person knows at the time that he's closing the door, that by closing the door he's trapping an animal, but he's not really interested in that, so it's also Mutter. And even if he is interested in that, that's a secondary in Kavana. His main Kavana is Noel is Beisel L'Shomro. He wants to lock. He always locks the door. When he walks out, he goes to shul. He always locks the door. Ganavim shouldn't walk off with his property. So he locks the door. Lishmar Masha de Beisel. And as a secondary intention, he also wants to trap the animal. So the Rashba says that too is Mutter. So the Ran on the Rif quotes this Rashba. And he says, what is he off his mind? He has as a secondary, his main intention is to protect all the property. The Ganavim shouldn't steal it. But as a secondary intention, he wants to trap the animal. It's mamish davar hamiskavein. Of course, it's an issa deraisa. And not only is that, not only the Rashba wrong on that account, even if he locks the door, he knows in advance that by locking the door, he'll be trapping the animal. He's not interested. He couldn't care less. He's not interested in trapping the animal. So it's a psikreshe. So the best he can say is that it's a psikreshe delanichalei. He's not interested in trapping the animal. But he knows the animal is getting trapped. So then it's going to be, how can the Rashba say that even that's mutter? The Rashba even says it's mutter, even if you intend, as a secondary intention, that is dead wrong. That's absolutely wrong. But even if he doesn't intend, he's not interested, how can he even say that? That's wrong also. That's a machlokes Tosfos in the Orach, where the psikreishul lanichal is mutar rasa. So the Ran is not happy, but the whole Rashba. So many achrayim make up shor halacha lemaisa. How do we paskin? So the Shuas Yankif and Rabbi Chana Wasserman and Avdei Nezer and a few other gedolei achrayim make up shor. They say, in the case where the fellow is intending as a secondary kavan, he wants to trap the animal also. They say the Ran is probably right. That's mamshu davar hamiskavan. How can you say that that's mutar? But in the other case, he knows that the animal is getting trapped, but he's not really interested. So the Achrenim say there's room to argue and say that this is not the same as a psikresha de la nichale. Psikresha de la nichale, he's doing a pu'ula on the thing where the malocha is going to occur. Let's say, my child has nothing to play with, so I want to cut off the head of a chicken. You're allowed to cut, if the chicken would be dead, you would be allowed to cut off the head of the chicken, but the chicken is alive. He's not really interested in killing the chicken, as far as you're concerned, it doesn't matter. But it's a psikreshe, so that would be a psikreshe la nichale. It's a psikreshe, he's killing the chicken by cutting off the head. He's doing a pool on the chicken is now dead. But here, he's locking the door, and by locking the door, he traps the animal. So the malachat said is on the animal. He accomplished seidah by locking the door. So the Mishnah says, if you lock a door, and that's what you want to do by closing the windows and closing the doors, you want to trap the animal, then it's a chiddush that that's called seidah. But if you're locking the door, you're doing a pula to something else, and the mela, the animal becomes nitzah, but you're really not really interested in that, so that's what the Achrenim say, that's better than psikreshet lo nichale. Even Tosfos holds psikreshet lo nichale is osmed rabbanon, because it's melacha shem svich leguf, it's osmed rabbanon. But in this case, it will be hetagom. That's what many Achrenim say. So that's exactly what the Vilna Goyen is interpreting in the Rama. He thinks that the Ramam Shita is, this is the distinction between Grama and Garmi. Not the way Tosfos said that Garmi b'shoigig is potter because lo konsul shel got amazed. Even the old Garmi is daraisa. But this, by definition, is not called Garmi. When I do a pula to the Guf HaDavar, so then Grama is chayiv, then I call it Garmi. I did a pula to the Guf HaDavar, but I did a pula to something else. And I wasn't interested in causing the hezek to the Guf HaDavar. If I do a pula to another thing and I wanted to cause a hezek, let's say there's a kli, zara kli, merosh agag, v'hoyetacht of korim aksosis. So at the time that he throws the kli down, it's not a mice hezek. Then someone pulls away the korim aksosis, then it's going to get smashed. The Gemara has that case. So if his intention when he pulls away the korim aksosis is, he didn't do a mice to the kli. That smashes later on. The kli smashes half a minute later. He didn't do a pula maisa hezik to the kli, but he did a pula to the korim aksosis in order he wants to smash the kli. So since he did a pula to something else, but mazed, he wants it to relate to the kli, then it's called garmi. But if he pulls away the korim aksosis, he wants to go to sleep. He's not interested in it. Either he didn't even realize what's happening, or if he does realize, he's not interested in smashing the other guy's kli. He's so sleepy, he pulls away the karmic sauce and he wants to go to sleep. And then the hezek occurred. So whenever it's b'shoigik, who wasn't amazed, then the Bi'ur HaGro claims within the Ram, that's called grama, then it's not called gami. So that'll be along the lines of that pshara that the Achreda made by Shabbos. The Shach writes in the beginning of Shin Pei Vav. Shin Pei Vav is the Siman HaChosh Mishpat about gami. So the Shach, very long Shach's over there. Shach, the first 10 lines he writes, he started writing a chibur, a running commentary on the Ramban's Kuntres Dinei Gamei, the end of Bava Basra. But then he stopped, he discontinued, because he realizes it's all a waste, because the whole Ramban is based on the premise that Garmi works with Chai Min HaTorah. And the Shach holds that the Tosfos is right, Garmi is only Min HaRabbanan, so it's a waste of time to write all Chibra on the Ramban. So he stopped. That's what he writes. Others continued the work. Others did write Kuntresim on the country's Dina de Gami. But the Shach writes that since we absolutely don't pass and like it, Gami is a very rich topic. We'll have to learn all the rest of the Gemara.